Can I be brutally honest with you today? I don't think that those of us who call ourselves by Christ's name, Christians, spend anywhere near enough time simply glorying in the good news of Jesus. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I remember a lecturer of mine way back in my Bible college days, Ian Pennycook. Whenever he spoke of the cross of Christ, he would choke up because the sheer magnitude of what Jesus had done for him gripped his whole persona. I remember him one day choked with tears saying, "I'm sorry, I can't just talk about the cross. We have to glory in the cross." The gravity of that statement has been with me ever since. Through all the ups and downs, through the drudgery of those mundane days, the sheer glory of the cross of Christ has filled my heart. But not just that. Because of what Jesus has done for you, me, and anyone else who'd believe in Him and repent of their sins, turn away from what they know to be wrong, that glory is going to spill over into our lives for all eternity. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. He will change our humble bodies and make them like His own glorious body. Christ can do this by His power with which He is able to rule everything. All that Christ won on that cross will become ours by His power for all eternity. I don't know where you're at. Perhaps today is one of those mundane days, or maybe you're up, or maybe you're in the depths of despair. But whatever sort of day you're having, remember the cross, glory in it, and know that the glory will be yours forever and ever. Amen. That's God's word fresh for you today. Man, I pray that today's word has touched you deep inside somewhere, has filled your heart with a joy unspeakable. And if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.